G'day guys, Tim here from Beat the Reset with my two army generals. On this side, we've got the man of the moment, the Samurai of Silver from Liberty Bullion. How are you, Sammy?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, Timmy. As you'd expect at a time like this, spot price. Woo! Can't complain, mate. What a time to be alive.
Is there an emotion? I mean, there must
Oh,
be an emotion for it, right?
exhilaration. I mean, watching the spot price run, watching everything that we've been talking about play out. Just absolute exhilaration. Obviously, I've positioned myself in the right assets, so my personal wealth is skyrocketing, as well as, of course, all of the Liberty Bullion clients that are positioned in the same assets as myself. So yeah, what an absolute time to be alive, Timmy.
And of course, fantastic wrap up there, Sammy. And on this side, of course, we've got the Baron of Bitcoin himself, equally a supercharged, even probably maybe more supercharged, from Stormrake. How are you, Bish?
Mate, feeling absolutely electric, feeling bullish, guys. You're not bullish enough. What an opportunity we have in the markets. The wealth creation opportunity of a lifetime. We are watching the debasement trade play out in real time, and we're seeing massive institutions from JP Morgan to Morgan Stanley to Deutsche Bank all calling for the same thing, which is gold, silver, and Bitcoin heading to Valhalla and $49.50. We are so close, mate. We are so
So
close.
take us through it, Timmy. We were 50 cents off it
That's it last
what's that
night.
what's that is
a 0.1% of a move away,
one for one
or
percent
one
move
percent move
1% move.
one
So
percent move.
last night we saw silver hit $49.50 on the spot market. It has pulled back a little bit from there, but 50 cents away from 50 bucks, guys.
Surely
That's
they, we're surely we can go to Phuket.
No.
It's
Remember
gonna,
when
hit 50.
BTC was coming into 100K, we
Yeah.
went to 98, 97. No, it just and then once it ripped through it, bang, we
Thanks,
just
bro.
went through it. So
Is that what we're going to see with silver?
look, that's my two cents, is that once we do get through 50, it's going to be absolutely bonkers in the silver market. The reason why, that's a 50-year cup and handle pattern playing out, guys, from 1980 all the way through to now. That is a massive breakout pattern. Once silver does break out of that pattern, we're going to see a huge run, triple digit silver within a year. It's going to be absolute insanity. And that's just the beginning of the greatest silver market of all time. It's going to be an epic bull market to come, guys.
50,000 an ounce, I heard.
That's it, mate. That's
The
it. Well, in a
other
hyperinflation collapse, it's, it
it
goes,
could actually do
it will do
it.
it.
It
It
could do
will do it. But the thing is, in a world in which silver is $50,000 an ounce, you'll go to Woolies and your shopping trip will cost you a couple grand. So yes, you'll be making money and getting wealthy,
way more.
but it's
And you wouldn't
it's
get
all
it.
relative.
And in that couple of grand, what would you get?
Oh, two jugs of milk and maybe some eggs for $3,000,
But it's incredible. It's incredible. Everything that you have said, Sammy and Timmy, has just come to
And
fruition. How do
yourself, and yourself.
you guys feel? How do you guys feel having called it so well?
Okay. Life's pretty good, mate.
Average.
Yeah, can't complain.
I mean, if you're not going to get excited about this now, guys, I mean, seriously, think about this. Gold, all-time highs.
Yep.
Bitcoin, all-time highs. Silver. Now, here's a question for the audience. Silver, where is the USD all-time high?
So the USD all-time high is at 50. So we are literally a dollar off it. But the Australian dollar all-time high, we've been pumping new all-time highs. We've been setting new all-time highs in Australian dollars this year for a long time in silver already. It's just that US dollar all-time high at 50 that we've got to crack, and then we're off.
Can you also explain 50 US dollars back in the 70s and 2010s? It's not the same as $50 today. So adjusted for inflation, and I'm not trying to talk you guys out of not buying some Bitcoin,
Be $150, $200.
but silver is so cheap, man.
Absolutely. So
Holy shit.
50 US dollars in 1980. We'll talk about that one. So 50 US dollars in 1980. What did it buy you? Well, look, I wasn't alive in 1980, guys. So I can't tell you from firsthand
Neither was Tim.
experience. Well, clearly, it didn't buy a packet of condoms.
Dad couldn't afford them. Inflation was too
That's
rough.
right. Well, there's a bit of inflation, but in all the wrong areas.
But yeah,
Thanks for
50 USD in
the
1980, guys. I mean, it depends whose numbers you use to calculate that into today's money. If you use the government's completely false inflation data, as in they've undercooked it, then you're looking at 350 US dollars an ounce. If you use shadow stats, which is the same inflation calculation that they used in the 1980s before they started cooking it, then you're looking at a silver price of $1,000 an ounce, the inflation adjusted peak.
Wow.
So guys, that's why when I say you're not bullish enough, I really mean it. $100 an ounce silver is still cheap. I mean, 50's super cheap, and we're under that now. So it's still super cheap after having an incredible year so far. We're so early in this bull market. It hasn't even broken all-time highs in US dollars yet. It's still cheaper than it was in the year 1980. Guys, it is primed to explode.
So tell us why, though, Bish. I mean, I remember saying before October, yeah, we called it Uptober.
Uptober, my friend.
So Uptober.
Yeah.
And there is a reason we saw this coming. So what do you feel? I guess the question everybody's wondering is, what is driving it? Is this sustainable? Is Bitcoin, is gold, silver, Bitcoin specifically, are these sustainable markets that are going to keep running, or are they just going to tank and go to zero?
Okay. Guys, we need to, this is a serious chat, man to man to woman, man to they thems, right?
And they them
to me.
You may not identify. I mean,
no, I'm definitely a man. But let me be honest with you guys. Okay, we're not watching the astronomical price appreciation of gold, silver, and Bitcoin. We are watching the astonishing collapse of fiat currency. That's what we're witnessing here. One Bitcoin is one Bitcoin. Simple. 1 ounce of gold is 1 ounce of gold. 1 ounce of silver is 1 ounce of silver. That's it.
1 ounce of platinum, 1 ounce of platinum.
Absolutely. That is true. That's all there is to it. One BTC will always be one BTC. What you are witnessing is not the rise in value of these assets. Yes, the price has appreciated. You're witnessing the collapse of fiat currency. You're witnessing the loss of the trust in the legacy financial system. No one trusts the US government to repay their debts. They're dumping treasuries. And what they're doing to support the treasury market is ramming people things into stable coins, because to issue stable coins, you need to buy either US treasuries or have cash equivalents, such as treasury bills. So they're going out through there. There's all kinds of things that they're trying to do right now, which is ultimately to lead towards the devaluation of the debt. So answering your question, is it sustainable? Absolutely it is. The reason why this run is happening, the reason why this move is happening, is because of the collapse and the loss of faith in the fiat currency system. So it is a sustainable rally, because there is no top in Bitcoin. There is no top in gold or silver, as there is no bottom. There is no floor in fiat currency.
Yeah, so do you think that the US government have pretty much given up on the US dollar? Absolutely.
That's what Jerome Powell said. When I was in the US recently, and Jerome Powell came out and said, guys, we're not going to worry about an inflation target anymore. We're going to do away with that now. We're just going to focus on full employment and financial stability of the financial system. What he's saying is, we're going to print money to bail out banks, because that's the financial stability part of it. And we're going to print money to pump the labor market. That's the employment part of it. None of that involves controlling inflation. So they've completely given up on fighting inflation at a time during which inflation is still above their previous inflation target. So, you know, you can think about it like there's this big inflation dragon, and Jerome Powell was having swings at it with his sword, and he just dropped his sword and walked off. So that's why people are going, whoa, okay, the fight against inflation is over. And not because they've won it, they've given up. That, if you're not holding inflation hedge assets, is terrifying.
But to be honest with you, it's a double whammy in terms of why the market prices are running in all assets at the moment. It's a culmination of what Sam just explained, which is the monetary policy side of things. The fiscal policy is they're going to grow their way out of debt to make their economy look stronger against their $38 trillion in national debt. And they're going to devalue the debt, which is essentially hyperinflate the debt away. So they'll pay you back in nominal terms. So you've got a bond. Imagine you're holding $100,000 worth of US government bonds, because you're an absolute dunderhead and you've got rocks for brains and you've got this garbage asset, and they're paying you a 4% yield. They'll pay you back $104,000, but they're going to print so much currency that they'll repay you in nominal terms, but your actual purchasing power has collapsed. And that's why assets are running so hard. I actually don't have enough. I wake up chronically short. I've been buying assets for the last 10 years, and I don't have enough assets. I don't have enough gold, silver, and Bitcoin. I'm too short.
Yep. So you wake up chronically short, Bish.
I'm long and strong.
This is going long.
No, I'm long and strong, mate. I'm just saying that I need more exposure.
That's even worse, mate.
I'm exposing myself now.
Decently, someone. I want to say this, though, guys. I mean, amazing information, Bish. I mean, you know, amazing. Incredible. I'm saying, with you, Sebi. Gold has moved $19. Oh, sorry, not gold has moved $22 in its entire history on the central bank books. That's it. It's the most stable monetary asset on the planet. Currencies have come and gone. For 5,000 years. And gold has just sat there doing this.
Yep.
I mean, if you look at the market, it does that.
Yep. And more than that, gold and silver in every hyperinflation event throughout history have been the place to be.
Yeah.
Bar none. Now, of course, Bitcoin's new, so, you know, we're sharing the limelight here, but historically speaking, gold and silver have been the no-brainer during hyperinflation, the top-performing asset class, as well as the safest. So during a hyperinflation event, historically speaking, the thing to do was just back up the truck into gold and silver, and look at what price is doing now.
Look at the hyperinflation. Like, people are saying, when is this hyperinflation event going to come through? Guys, we've got two coffees and a strawberry Danish. The whole thing costs nearly $18, guys.
Well, actually, it didn't cost us anything, to be totally honest.
I mean, it cost me anything. No, but you have to understand that this is, people are going, but when? Guys, we're ready here.
Now, I get that question all the time. And I had somebody on my channel ask me the other day, great question for you, Sammy. They said, I was always I was of the understanding that gold was the asset to own. But you and Sammy and the boys keep telling us silver, and I don't understand why. So can you give us an understanding of why silver, Sammy?
So gold is an amazing asset to hold. I never want to talk anybody out of gold. Gold is incredible. But silver is gold on steroids. So for every reason that you like gold, undervalued asset, zero counterparty risk.
Steroids.
You should love silver even more, right? It's undervalued even compared to gold. So you're going to make more money holding silver than you will holding gold. And again, I'm not bashing gold for even a heartbeat here, but that is why we tell people silver. And you look at the performance for the year, gold up 50% in US dollars. You absolutely cannot bash that even for a quarter of a millisecond. But silver up 69% for the year. You tell me what sounds better. Do you want almost 70? Do you want 50? I'll take the 70.
Hang on, would you ever take the thinking music? So, Sammy, the GSR, the gold silver ratio, how important is that?
That is everything. That is what that is telling you which metals to buy from Liberty Bullion or your favorite bullion dealer, which should be us. So, if the ratio is above, say, 40 or 50, you need to be buying silver, the majority silver, because silver is super cheap compared to gold. As the ratio drops and drops and drops, that's telling you, look, silver's had a good run, maybe you should be buying gold here. So for me, 80-1 ratio at the moment, 80 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold, that's all in on silver territory, that ratio.
Unbelievable. Great information. Bish, I have had another bunch of people writing to me, holding XRP, holding XRP, holding XRP. Should I be selling out of XRP and moving to Bitcoin? What do you tell people? I mean, you do this all day, every day. You must hear this question 1,000 times a day.
I sure do. XRP is forming a bit of a bull flag on the charts. If you look at the 4-hourly, it's had a big move up and it's entering into a bit of a consolidation period. I'm expecting XRP to do well in this inflationary regime. I just expect Bitcoin to be a far better store of value. But for those who are holding XRP, I'd be buying or accumulating under $3, but I wouldn't be buying over $3. So you'd be paying overs in that case. And then when the market gets to around $7, $8, sell the thing. Right, sell it for Bitcoin, but we're nowhere near selling levels yet. If anything, it's a strong buy and a good hold at this stage. But guys, you got to understand something. I'm trying to tell you guys actively, don't overtrade. Right, you'll pay me a fortune. I'll get the nice suits, I'll get the Porsche, I'll get the Rolex, I'll get the nice gold.
You get the coffees.
I get the coffees. $18 for a couple of cups of coffee. I'm telling you guys, don't overtrade. It doesn't make sense. So for those who want to listen at home, and they're like,
I just want the numbers. Give me the numbers.
And I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, under $3, under $3, US, you can buy XRP. I wouldn't be buying it over $3. I wouldn't be telling my clients to buy over three. If you're already in position at XRP and you don't want to buy anymore, perfectly fine. Just hold as it is and start offloading positions between $7 and $8. And if you're a StormRate client, you're going to get this information delivered to you by your broker over the phone. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Sammy, let's go for a wind up here because I know you're on touch if you've got a meeting. Best buys predictions for the next week slash
So best buys here in terms of metals, silver and platinum. So platinum has had an incredible year, up almost 80% for the year, guys. That is insanity. Silver, absolute killer of a year as well. Both of those metals are going to outperform gold moving forwards. So focus on primarily silver as it's a monetary metal. Platinum's not. And then add a bit of platinum on the side as a bit of diversification. Look, gold's great. But as I said, both silver and platinum are going to outperform gold from here. So that's why I'm telling clients to focus on those. In terms of product selection, look, same as always, 1 ounce gold bars, 1 kilo silver bars, 1 ounce platinum bars. We've got all sorts of cool coins and stuff in stock as well. So if you want to start up a coin collection, go right ahead. But for cold hard investment, you can't go past 1 ounce gold bars, 1 kilo silver bars, 1 ounce platinum bars, particularly focusing on majority in silver and a bit of platinum at the moment.
So silver, we're about to go on the a tour of Australia.
Yes.
Do you expect, hand on your heart, and see silver over $50 US by sometime on the tour?
Absolutely.
Maybe even before we leave.
Absolutely. It is right there.
But it doesn't want to go over. It's got to go over.
It's just teasing you, Timmy.
It's probably up 70% for the year.
We've all been under there trying to get it over.
Bench pressing the silver price.
I remember when Sammy first talked to me about silver, it was less than $20 US at the time. That was wild.
Yeah. And here we are at almost 50.
Were you bullish?
No, it took me a little while to get across the line. I eventually bought around $25, $26.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he came to me and you were buying much earlier than I was. And he's like, you got to buy silver, Bish. You got to buy silver. This was 2021, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't on that motion, was he?
Buy it. Silver long and strong.
Sammy will do anything for a sale.
He loves silver bars.
I'll do anything for a big enough silver bar.
You got to buy. I'm doing gestures. We got to buy. But this is the thing. Everybody buys at the price they deserve.
Yeah.
I told everybody to buy Bitcoin at $1,000, at $10,000, at $20,000. Started talking on your channel to buy Bitcoin at 50,000. This was just last year, and now we're trading at $124,000. Come on, guys!
So
come on
now, Bish.
Come on,
Bish. Same question for Sammy.
Yeah.
Tell us A, what people should be buying.
Yeah.
And B, realistically, where you expect the Bitcoin price to be, either on the tour or at the end of the tour.
Okay. Right now we're trading at 123. We had an all-time high at $126,000, which is awesome. A little bit of a healthy pullback a couple of nights ago. What I'm anticipating, I'm expecting to see BTC at 150K by the end of October. This is just to give you a sense of scale as to how this moves. For Bitcoin to have a comparable move for every $100 in gold. So if gold goes from, say, 3,900 to 4,000, which it did in how long?
A couple of days.
It's an equivalent move of Bitcoin moving from 120 up to 155. In terms of value inflows into
USD,
the market. Yeah,
which
it's a $35,000
move. And in Australia, that's over 200K.
Yes, correct. We're going to get to 200K in no time.
Can we go to Sardinia in Australia?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. The Pacific peso is such a worthless asset.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's not even an asset. It's such a worthless currency.
That does.
Right, that you could just easily outperform it. So I had to have a more meaningful benchmark, which is the worthless US dollar.
Yeah, it's true. It's a different form of worthless.
The Pacific peso is getting outperformed by a strawberry Danish. Which we do have. We have plenty of Danishes.
Oh, wow. That's actually a very good analogy. So Bitcoin 150, gold well north of 50.
Silver's going to go over 50. Gold will keep going. Platinum will run hard too. It's just the beginning, guys. And once silver cracks through 50 and we get above it, the move to a triple digit silver is going to happen very quickly, within a year. So,
gold at 4,000. When? Total curveball.
Yeah.
10,000 gold. Possible. Likely.
Within
what sort of time frame would we, the way it's been running?
The quickening.
It's the quickening. It'll be within 2 years that we see 10K gold.
10K gold. Yeah.
Like, for example, like what we mean by that, you can step it out, Sammy, is that how long did it take gold to double over the last few years? It took it like 2.5 years?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Right? For it to double again, it could take just a year.
Right?
And then for it to double again, it could take 6 months.
Well, and let's
then
not,
double again, it takes 3 months.
Let's not forget as well. So when I started the business in 2023, gold did, 18% for the year? That was great. Last year, gold ended up 40% for the year. That's great. This year so far, year's not over, gold's up 50% for the year. Do you see the pattern? The numbers keep getting better and better and better and better. The quickening.
Yes.
That's why I say gold, it's going to get to 10K within 2 years because those returns will keep increasing and increasing. I want to get faster and faster. So what a time to be alive.
Well, Sammy, that's incredible. That's exciting news for everybody on the channel. All right. That's it for us.
Before we wrap it up, I want to ask you a question, right? What would you be buying right now? You, Tim Manger, what are you buying at these levels?
Well, I'm a massive fan of silver.
Yep.
I have to be honest, because that appeals to my silver side, my risk-off side, and Bitcoin. I love platinum.
If you had $100,000, you'd only be buying silver and Bitcoin.
That's it. Well, that's me, but what about you?
Well, look, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm bullish on crypto here. You know, it typically follows gold and silver.
But in the commodity space, you'd be...
In the commodity space, I'm 70% silver, 30% plat here. You need to be picking up some plat exposure. Up 80% for the year, guys. That's got to tell you something. That's got to tell you what platinum's made of. It's just broken.
It's made of platinum.
It's not.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He's actually got a point.
He's got a point.
But it's just broken out of a...
I got to be honest, that was gold.
Gold.
Well, guys, this year, platinum has just broken out of a 15-year downtrend. 15-year downtrend. It is so bloody cheap. Even after an 80% run, it is so cheap. So it's shown you what it's capable of. You need to grab some. You need to pick some up. Of course, in an amount appropriate for your portfolio. But yeah, silver and platinum here.
Silver, platinum. What would you be buying, Bish, if you're in crypto?
If I'm in the crypto space, 80% BTC. Somebody comes to me with $100,000, bang, 80 grand straight into the old Bitcoin. The remaining $20,000, I'd split it across a couple of layer ones and ISO tokens, namely XRP, Solana. Sonic has been massively underperformed this year. It's down 40%, despite the fact that we've had such a bullish year. So Sonic is incredibly cheap. So for me, I'd be buying ISOs and layer ones with the remaining 20 grand, maybe two or three in each category, or even just one or two, and then bang, call it a day. You don't want to get over that. You don't want to have too many coins, because I've stepped out the many reasons why you don't want to spread yourself too thin, but that's what I'd be doing.
And can I, so I know we're running out of time, but just a quick one on that.
Yes.
I've had somebody say to me, every time you voice jump on, you change the altcoins that you keep talking about. Sometimes it's HBAR and XRP. Sometimes it's Sonic and two. So what I've said to people is that's because those markets are moving constantly. I mean, there's so much movement in these spaces.
I just want to be clear as well. You know, they're categories of tokens, guys, right? So they're sectors. So you've got layer ones and ISOs, and there's about 5, 6, 7 in each of those categories that you can select from. If I fail to mention one, it's not to say that we're selling it or getting rid of it. I failed to mention earlier Hyperliquid, for example. We're very bullish on Hyperliquid right now. So the thing is that just keep it simple. Keep it simple, right? I'm happy to give you a short list, and then you can be able to pick and choose. But really, guys, it's really Bitcoin. Oh, I have to be honest with you. If somebody was to come to me and said, I've just sold my investment property, I've just sold my stock portfolio, and I want to come into the crypto space, what should I be buying? Just buy Bitcoin. People come to me rolling over their industry super funds. What should I be buying in my retirement fund? Just buy Bitcoin. Oh, I've come into an inheritance. What should I be buying? Just buy Bitcoin. I'm trying to buy some cryptocurrencies for my children. What should I be buying? Just buy Bitcoin, right? Leave the other stuff. The rest of it is just for some additional risk, for some potential upside, but focus on BTC with 100% of your efforts and you'll be just fine. If you do want to take on risk, there's a couple of tokens there, but that's about it from me.
Fantastic. Boys, as always, I've got to let you go. Ladies and gentlemen, fantastic. We cannot contain our excitement. We've got the Gold Conference coming up. We've got the book tour coming up. It's an epic time to be alive.
Absolutely.
Are you excited, boss?
Oh, excited doesn't even begin to start, Timmy. It is the best time to be alive in human history. What a time, guys. If you're not excited to be alive, you're in the wrong assets. Make good choices, guys.
Excited?
I'm beyond excited. I'm bullish, right? I want to win, guys. I want to take care of you. What an awesome fact that we're going to be releasing 2033, the Great Reset. What an amazing journey it has been with you boys over the last 18 months. Let's get out there. Let's get 18 months only, by the way, that we've been working together, fellas. And let's get out there and, you know, get this book tour
it's
started.
It's going like that, doesn't
yeah.
it?
18 months.
Crazy.
18
feels
months.
Like yesterday.
We'll reminisce offline. But yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being part of the channel today. I hope you enjoyed that one with my two army general, the Baron of Bitcoin from Stormrake and the Samurai of Silver from Liberty Bullion. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, look after your health, look after your families, and
make
good choices. Make good choices, ladies and gentlemen. See you soon.
Thanks, everyone.